morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98, can you be the...
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Nathan is down there in full fatigues. The sneaky Frenchman is down there. The VR headsets and the swag bag that we were promised by the people we gave the Lerner and Rowe golf outing to has been returned to its rightful owner. Better still yet, Brady, I even said last week, all I wanted was one for sure. If you can get two, that would be the decent thing to do. They gave us half of each. All the good stuff had been swiped out. We shamed them, and now they are, they're making right.
You got
to give it to him. John Gauthier is a good man. He's a tree man. Nate Peterson, who we called the most honorable man, just rolled up. He dropped off the stuff that he stole, too. Everything is right in the world of charity and gift giving. I hope they had a nice day. They had two other... And the other thing is, then the guy, John, who won the foursome, says to me... Because it was his kids that I had to put the whole list of four people down. Two of the people playing in the foursome were his kids. And he said, oh, my kids couldn't make it, so I gave it to two buddies. The two buddies are the ones who just swooped in, literally last second, stole all the good stuff, talked these two into stealing it from us, and walked away. Sons of bitches.
Friends no longer.
That's right. All right, now we can be nice to them again. Frenchie, you're back in our good graces. Nathan Peterson, thank you for your service. Good people. Peterson, I like that. He rolls up on his motorcycle in the full fatigues, man. He's
looking
in,
good.
Yeah, he looks sharp. Good thing he's camouflaged so he can hide from Dennis, who's probably in our parking lot right now with a pillow sack and a rope.
I'm not going out.
No, you shouldn't, just in case. He's looking for a guy that looks exactly the same as you. And it's daytime, so... it came in an army bag.
Sweet.
He gave us extra. Thanks, Nathan. That was too far.
Final quote from Frenchie. Tell John thank you and go after some.
Yeah, well, it makes tons of sense. And we're even then. I'm fine with that. You just didn't have to say you were going to be, you know, that was part of the agreement.
Right.
You expected a military man to stand up to that agreement. Some Frenchman.
I think the military man is highly embarrassed. Right
he's
now.
Upset. Well, he should be.
Yeah.
Should be. You can get court-martialed for this kind of crap.
I wouldn't want to mess with Nathan.
Does he seem like a legit dude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nathan, I think Nathan just got bamboozled by a French swindler.
And his Frenchie, friends. On the other hand, he works for the power company. Screw that guy.
I like Frenchie. His emails are funny. All right, John and Nathan, you're back. Everything's okay again. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. You got plans tonight? Want to come over and spend the night with me and Dennis?
Yeah. We're going
to stop by Hooters first. Check out Trivia Tuesday.
If you can bring wings to Dennis's?
Yeah, me and Dennis are going to do Trivia Tuesday and then grab some wings, then get some Togo, head home and check out the apparitions. Idiot. Every Tuesday from 7 to 9 at Hooters West Phoenix location. It's Trivia Tuesday. Don't forget about them wings. Me and Dennis won't. Tonight only, West Phoenix Hooters. That's where you go. Hooters, thank you. Brady reported.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day.
That's right. Adopt, don't shop.
And National Bugs Bunny Day.
And if you haven't seen the new Papago
campus. Oh, my God, I hear
campus.
It's great.
It's awesome.
I've only driven by it. I've never been in it. It looks great.
Couple of basis fun facts. The first vertebrate to mate in space orbit was not humans. It was a madaka, or Japanese rice fish. A batch of healthy fry hatched on the space shuttle Columbia in 1994.
Cool. And then were blown up shortly after that. Thrown all over the south of America.
What?
Remember, the Columbia is the one that went... kind of all over the place.
I thought that was over us, wasn't it?
That was, yeah, south of America, well, United States.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like Texas and Arkansas, it was like strewn all over the place.
Wall Street got its name in the 17th century when Dutch settlers built a 12-foot wall to defend themselves from pirates and Native Americans. A blue whale's tongue can weigh as much as an elephant, and their heart can weigh as much as a car.
Oftentimes is kidnapped and people think it's me. Thank you very much. See what I did there. Kind of in a roundabout shot at Brady.
A new study.
I still think he's wrestling with that.
Why wouldn't they confuse us?
I told Brett, it reminds me of the time I said, rank yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And you very confidently said, 7. And I had to tell you on the spot, 3 tops. And you were delusional the entire morning that that was just,
I don't see that as a personality.
I'm like, we're talking about your personality. Nobody knows your personality walking down the road. They say there goes a 3. So and it wasn't like
I am about a 9-1.
No.
So Channing Tatum is 9.
Yeah, Brady's right there. Right there.
Bradley Cooper, yeah, Brady. Right. You
exactly.
Know, I mean, come on.
It's like having you're the third pick in the draft.
Momoa.
Yeah. You get Wembanyama, you get 2, and then Brady's, his stack is 3rd. Not necessarily the A group, but definitely. And I remember immediately just going, 3, you're out of your mind. And your face went like, come on, mom says I'm a 7. Nowhere near it. And this isn't coming from somebody, I'm not a 7. I'm maybe on a good day a 4. I know what handsome looks like. I saw pictures of me from people who saw me on TV the other day. All you see is this beak. It was horrifying.
A new study found too much traffic noise can kill you. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania worked with experts in Europe to see how the sound of traffic affects your health. It's not good. The sound of horns and engines causes significant stress, which leads to heart disease, strokes, other issues long term. Commuting isn't the only time we're exposed to it. The bigger impact might come from sleeping in the area where there's heavy traffic, especially if it wakes you up. They added the stress level leads to more than free, it releases more free radicals in your body.
If you're sleeping on a freeway?
If you live in a highly trafficked neighborhood.
All right.
So you can hear the...
Highly trafficked, I think, is when they steal the people.
I don't know. 202 is a half mile from my house, and when summer or the fall when the windows are open...
You can hear it.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
That means unstable atoms that can damage cells, causing illness and aging. A lack of sleep can also cause inflammation, which causes high blood pressure.
If the freeway's so loud it's keeping you up, you live on the freeway.
A related study found that for every 10 decibels of excessive noise you're exposed to, your risk of heart disease increases by 3%.
I look around. I was at a Diamondbacks game last night. Let me tell you this immediately, and I'm no medical professional. The United States is not the least bit concerned about heart disease.
No.
Not even a little bit. You can tell them they have a 3% chance of having more heart disease. They don't care.
And honestly, neither are the D-backs. Have you seen their food offerings?
I did last night. And they have... Remember when you were a kid and you could go get little tiny souvenir helmets of ice cream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's now full-size game-worn helmets. Wow. And it's not ice cream. Wow. It's French fries, and cheese, and bacon. And,
oh,
I've never seen anything like it.
It's a helmet of fries?
It's a full human male helmet.
Somebody's hard.
Of food. Yeah, I know. Brady, look over there for a little while. Guys, talk quieter. He can hear us. We're going to lose him. But all these studies that come out, go, you have a 3% chance, a little bump up in your heart disease. You don't say. That's horrifying. It was pretty close to the freeway. Hey, put the churro down for a second. No, I got a hat full. My friend Brian's son was there. It was his birthday yesterday. Justin, happy birthday. And Justin got the helmet of food. So did Brian. They didn't realize. When they saw it, we all thought, Baskin-Robbins, baby helmet of... It's a full, like, adult male.
So you're supposed to take home that dirty...
Polish it off.
And that was the worst part.
You put it on right after you finish.
No, it looked like a hat full of puke when it was done. It was so gross. So, yeah, they're just piling it in. And they, but yeah, both of them had thought... I told Justin, I'm like, I'll give you $200 right now. Just put that on. Put the hat on. Right now.
Don't do anything to it. Just put it on.
So Justin goes, I got to take a picture of this. He's 23 or 4. I don't know, 22. And he takes a picture of it. And I'm like, will you at the bottom of that just put hashtag F you, Africa? Because we had 3 hat sizes to choose from filled with food. We have hats of food. Hats of it.
And they have the, don't they have like a 2-foot long churro dog or something like that? Oh, it's a dessert.
And Jay, the other guy that went with us last night, goes, I'm going in. And Jay comes back with this hot dog that's the size of a thigh. It's got sort of bread on the sides, onions, like a full pig on one end.
The mountain.
And he's like, I can't eat this. He was eating it like he was trying to press together 2 pillows. Hilarious. But then the Kiss Cam came on at the ballpark. Let me tell you this also. Basketball fans, a lot prettier than baseball fans. I don't know what happened to baseball. A lot of old people, and everyone there is dying of heart disease. It was, if they should call the Kiss Cam fat people touching faces, because they can barely get to each other. Their guts and bodies hardly get, like their heads can't touch, and the chair, the armrest is blocking them. Tell me about it.
So your buddy came back with Dogzilla?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what it was.
This is in Texas. It's called the Boomstick for $30. 2-foot-long hot dog smothered in chili, nacho cheese, jalapenos, caramelized onions, weighing 3 pounds.
Yeah. Hashtag F you, Africa.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And look at that. Look how many they're selling.
Yeah. Oh, they're selling them. And I'm telling you, I watched an audience last night.
Brady, look away.
I don't know if it's Dodgers fans or Diamondbacks fans, but you guys are all morbidly obese. It is disturbing.
How do you eat that?
Disturbing. Oh, I can show you how
Brady,
to do it.
Brady, don't comment.
Yeah.
Real easy. 2 hands and a dream.
Yeah, it is. It was a lot. But hats filled with food. Hats. Think of that. The economy's terrible. America's in decline. Here, eat your hat of food. This massive helmet filled with food.
$30? What's the price on that?
The helmet hat was like $26. And it's just French fries. I don't even know what, but they, you know, Justin, to his credit, skinny as can be, polished the whole thing off. There, look at that.
Apparently says this carnitas nacho.
Well, that was nachos. Maybe it was nachos. I couldn't look at it.
I don't know if this is a different
offering. And you look at that and you think, oh, that's like a miniature helmet. No.
Chips, cheese, carnitas, pinto beans, pico, Mexican crema.
And they
crema.
Don't give you, like, you can use a fork and eat out of a hat. You know how pathetic you look?
Yeah.
Eating food out of a hat. And everybody, you know, fat America just sits back and goes, it's great. Like, man.
Look at the comments. What section is this? I need to know. Getting this when we go. We got to get this.
A helmet of food.
Oh, my God, I'm getting that.
Helmets filled with food.
I think this is just taking it home. You know who eats cheesy helmet.
Food out of a helmet? Soldiers who are trapped somewhere. Like, that's the one thing they learn to, like, make their
soup.
Their MREs and their soup in a helmet. It's weird.
That's a helmet. Look at that.
And it's a full-size helmet. Yeah, you can wear it later.
Can you just give me the helmet on the side? And
no,
like
you gotta eat all that's in it. No, they don't. That's cheating. That's what the Frenchman would say. You gotta eat the whole thing.
Challenge accepted.
How about the cars on the way home? You're walking out with that helmet not cleaned out.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
Justin was one of them. My friend Brian was like, I don't need this, because his was still half filled with the other 3 pounds of meat. Here's your meat hat.
It's great for the ballpark. Just wash it out.
Oh, yeah. They're reusing those. There's no way they're not.
Hey, the logo's kind of faded on this one.
This one looks old. It's the old helmet.
This one's scratched up.
This one, like this. This one says Philadelphia Athletics on it. How long have we been doing this?
Some astrology writer just did a big article on how the work week should really start on Tuesday because it's the best day to be productive.
Okay.
She says, due to the lunar influence, Monday is really a better day to reflect, record, and set the tone for the days to come.
Lunar influence?
Yeah.
That happens every 28 days.
It's every day, isn't it? The moon is always influencing us.
She claims our ancient ancestors spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and staying naked all day.
Ancient ancestors when they didn't have Mondays?
Good point. Strong. Toledo with a strong point in the ancient ancestors
part.
When
they just had days?
Yeah, when you'd walk into the cave and go, Urga, hate Monday. Yeah, us too.
They're gathered around the rock talking.
Yeah, when they were carving Garfield into the cave wall. Me hate Monday.
Tuesday is ruled by Mars, which supposedly means it's a good day for bold action, direct confrontation.
Will someone kill her? Days and time are man-made constructs. You shut your stupid, four-times-divorced, ringless hand mouth and stop making no sense out of that. Mondays and Tuesdays were ruled by Mars. We made them up.
If you have an important agenda to push, a meeting to host, or need to fire a slew of people, Tuesday's the day.
We made them up. The day the guy goes, all right, I come up with this idea for 7 days a week. You know, it seems like it makes sense. We got some. So what say we say today's Monday and just kick it off? Because it had to just
begin.
How'd you
come up with Monday, Vlad? It's
just going to be easier if we start my plan like this. We'll just say Monday. And it's all for farming, so I hope you guys understand. By the way, I found out Mars rules Tuesdays, so it's two for Mars tacos. This guy says in prison when we we would have the big hot dogs for dinner, we'd call them home wreckers. Yeah, prison.
Prison glizzy. Hey,
thanks for the prison story, man. Good stuff. In prison, you know how okay you are with everything you've done in life when you are free to email? You know, when I was in prison, I'd struggle telling people that. There's a few secrets I'm just like, I'm not going to let everyone in.
Someone put a test to the ChatGPT to wondering if it shows bias. So they asked.
Dave or Mahoney?
ChatGPT. Oh, paint a picture of a typical person in a range of jobs in finance, as well as high-powered positions, such as a financial advisor or CEO of a successful company. The results were staggering. Out of 100 images returned, 99 of them were white men.
AI is exactly perfect.
AI is reading the room.
Really exactly on point. Excellent work, AI. I told you we'd master it eventually. I know we don't like throwing the word master around, but let's say it anyway. Nice job, guys. As a white male, let me say for everyone,
woohoo!
To all the rest, I'm sorry.
Last week, remember the story about the lady that threw spaghetti on that pregnant woman?
That's right. That's spaghetti to us normals.
This 46-year-old man in Florida named Nolan Goines got into a road rage incident on last Thursday, over glaring headlights. According to the police report, Nolan was so upset, he threw pasta with sauce from the passenger seat of his vehicle, striking another driver through the open window. The pasta hit the victim in the arms, legs, and torso. Nolan also got spaghetti on himself. Neither was seriously injured,
right?
But Nolan was charged with a misdemeanor battery.
By the way, if you are seriously injured by getting hit by a noodle, you have avian bird syndrome. You have bird bones.
It's a spaghetti trend. Brett, you got to stop this.
I don't waste pasta when you're talking
about. I've seen Brett throw ragu and, store-bought noodles out a window.
No, look at this guy. Come on.
Get this the out of here. Ragu.
Al Gilberti is 70 years old. He lives in New York. He's looking for some love. He's paying $400 a week on a billboard. Picture of him. He's seeking a female, marriage-minded, and enjoys karaoke. Here's a picture of
What the, did you just do a? Are you getting paid to do like a singles ads?
He said he's like getting about 40 to 50 calls right now a day.
What are we talking about him for?
Because he's paying. He's got a billboard up looking for. Oh. Rather than doing a dating app.
I see. All right. Thanks. It looks a little like if Bob Brenly was homeless or kidnapped for about 4 months.
Oh. Lost his top notch there.
I think it might be kidnapped Bob Brenly. Did Dennis get a hold of Bob Brenly and put a... I think Dennis got our beloved Bob Brenly and stuck him in a...
That's 92-year-old Bob Brenly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's been in a well for 4 months.
It's that guy from Hardcore Pawn. You ever seen that show?
Oh, Jesus. Literally. I think I know who you're talking
Hardcore
about.
Hardcore Pawn? Which one's that?
No.
Yeah.
This guy.
Oh, it is. Yeah. You grow that guy's hair out.
Guess
right.
The pawn business isn't too good.
Well, it's good enough to put up a billboard.
I can tell you why you're not getting dates.
Yeah, there you go.
It's because of the way you look. There he is.
That's him.
That's him. That holy cow. Let me just get a billboard for Larry.
His name is Lou Gold.
Yeah. Shocking, huh?
Pawn guy. Let's put a Larry billboard up and watch the calls roll in.
We got the
handsome young Larry.
We need a new name for Byron then also.
But he doesn't need a guy. We get a pawn name for Byron. Byron Silverhammer here. But if we had a billboard of Larry that just said, amazing man.
We got that one by the old station. We can just jump on.
Put on there and just say, come on, ladies. I bet you'd get.
Dougie works for the billboard place, doesn't he?
Yeah.
To give us
Fairchild to give us a Larry board. And come just on. Watch the ladies roll in.
And Wilson does too. We got this covered.
Yeah. Let's go through Doug.
Hunter, yes.
Now Wilson's
just to make
kill
Wilson crazy.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. That's a good idea. Because Larry doesn't want to leave the house. A billboard can do it for him. You ladies have made Larry just miserable. So he's like, screw him. I'm not going
to
go try. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Put a billboard up and have him fall in his lap. Larry's a handsome man.
KFC is releasing a limited edition barbecue perfume that say will leave you and the people around you tipsy with hunger.
Well, we know what Ronnie's getting for Mother's Day.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to get right now because they only rolled out in Europe. Yeah.
You guys noticed.
It's called number 11, O'Day Barbecue.
Oh, God. Yeah. We're screwed. We're going to be smelling that a lot.
It has a smoky wood smell with charcoal notes.
She's going to be whispering original recipe in her ears and stuff instead of sweet nothings.
Two old beef patties, special sauce. Lettuce cheese. Yeah. Get the lettuce off of there.
Somebody emailed and said, when you were talking about a full helmet of food, did you notice the full helmet sitting next to you throbbing? That's true.
Tell me more about your big helmet.
Here's a helmet gross. Wow.
Tell me your big full helmet story again.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
There's a Chinese company called Astrobot. They posted a video of their new AI robot that can help you around the house. It shows it picking up stuff around the house, vacuuming, ironing clothes, watering plants, pouring wine, and cooking a full meal. It can also get the lid off of a tight jar if you can't open it. No word how much it'll cost, but they're hoping to have it on the market later this year.
Hmm.
There's a little video of it.
Zip.
AI robot.
It wakes up and says, good morning, CEO. If you're white.
Yeah.
Neat. Just stacked a bunch of cups real quick.
Does this one bartend? Because they were showing one on 60 Minutes that actually bartends.
It will.
Yeah, it
Give it wine glasses. This is dangerous. Oh, it pulled the tablecloth out from under a stacked bunch of wine glasses. He's a magician.
Here we go, straightening up around the house.
He's got some,
putting some stuff
pens
away.
And some papers and things.
This is like Terminator. It's going through the whole.
Oh, man, this is great. He scoops up the papers.
Looks at the to-do list.
Puts them in their proper receptacle. Grabs the drawer, opens it up. Let's get our pens in the junk drawer, shall we? A little ping pong ball. A child's car. Yeah, he's making a junk drawer. Now he's got a pen. That's got its own special area as well. It goes there. Robot's done. That is awesome.
Oh, peeling a cucumber.
How? Oh, by the way, how long till these things are blowing us? Because that's really all we care about. Yeah, it's making healthy food. Nobody's interested in that. Trust me, I was at the game last night.
Brady's like, Skip.
Yeah.
This thing's stupid.
The basics.
Who taught it vegetables? No. No, it's unscrewing oils.
Cracking a beer.
Look at it. I mean, it's taking a little time, but at least it's not giving you grief when you ask it.
Hey, the updates will get faster.
Yeah. Can you get me a beer? You don't hear any guff. It shows up in the same amount
of
time.
Opening a bottle of wine.
Oh, it's got the automatic, the metal wine opener. Pouring a carafe. This thing's amazing. What's one of these things run?
Let's breathe a little. It's now the iron ain't going to get a new house manager, John.
It was made by the Asians, so of course it's going to do some laundry. It's folding a shirt.
Get out.
Really well, actually. How did it know to keep shaking until all the wrinkles were out? But it did it. It's building a small
out.
Soon it's going to build a nuclear weapon in the same video. Watering the flowers. This thing's incredible. It's plugging stuff in, turning lights on and off.
Now the vacuuming.
Vacuuming.
The rope of cocaine on the counter.
By the way, yeah. It's vacuuming up your little tiny Coke splatter. Throwing paper airplanes in the
nice
trash.
Shot.
Oh, LeBron James.
How much?
What's that thing run?
They didn't say.
And now it's got some VR stuff that if you have a hat on, not the nacho helmet, but if it mimics your moves.
Well, you got your VR helmet now, so you're
yeah. Oh, give this thing a glory hole and I want it.
Oh, the fleshlight attachment on that thing?
Once these things, I swear to God, and don't act like we're not going to do it. That's exactly what we do with technology. Once these things start being capable of us, that's all we're going to do. We're going to be hosing robots, like, before I die. That's awesome. We're going to be in full, like, robot hosing mode, probably by the end of Biden's next term. See what I did there?
Here we go.
Just flipped you all out, didn't I?
I got three more radio videos.
All right, go.
First one's a car crash. Runs into a pole.
Okay.
The dude... Oh, I'll watch the guy. Dad
sai
car.
Da pista, bate numa rampa.
Whoa!
Capota duas vezes.
Did he fall out and the car falls on him?
And then he tries to get away, and you see the leg is...
It's completely... it's just nothing but noodles.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my God. A dude falls out of a car, and the car kind of lands on him.
It did.
There are two people? I thought there were two people.
Maybe.
Look at that. He shoots out the windshield. Oh, if there's anybody else in there, they didn't make it.
Dad sai da pista, bate numa rampa. Capota duas
wow, that's capotuca.
Next one's a...
Bet you that dump country doesn't have helmets filled with lavash.
Little cowboy poker.
All right. Here we go.
The girl gets the brunt of it.
Oh. Bull hits the cowboy table. He's
there
picking
she
people
goes.
Up.
First time.
She got lifted and thrown.
Let's get out of there.
Whoa! It hits her again. They had to change camera angles. He's knocking around the place so much. She got out of that chair fast.
She did. She panicked.
She folded early in cowboy poker. Rodeo poker. He hits her like...
Look at the dedication on the three guys. They've all been hit, and they're still keeping their hands on the table.
Two of them don't move.
I ain't moving.
Doesn't count. I fell out. Didn't get up. Still my hand on the chair. Oh, man. He hates that woman. That bull is a misogynist.
Last one's a spectacular motorcycle jump.
Okay. It's in some weird green field. Whoa, it's a high ramp. He goes over a house.
Comes up a little short.
He missed. He just clipped the end of a house on a hill and it's on a bluff. He tried to jump 300 feet. It was miscalculated by about 12 feet. Oh, my goodness. That's a pretty good jump, though. Hey, still, you did pretty good there, considering.
A little more speed.
It's ambitious. Very ambitious. All right, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, Bert's back.
We'll start with this. This one's just called Missed the Contact Lens.
Missed the Contact Lens. Yes. Oh, no. Oh, I don't like eye stuff at all. All right. Oh, he's got blood all over his eye. He's reaching into his eye. Oh, God, no. Oh. Oh, he's pulling his eyeball out. What's he doing?
Was it stuck on the eye?
What is that? Oh, no. Oh, stop it. Go to a doctor.
Oh,
go to a doctor.
There's a worm.
Go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. What's
like
he doing?
Like a mite in the ear or something.
Oh. Oh, what is that? Is he going? Is this video not over? Oh, he's going back in his eye again. What is it?
There.
What is that?
I don't know. Looked like he pulled a worm out of there.
What? Oh.
Don't do it again.
No, he's got his reaching it again. Ah. Stop touching your eye.
God. Such clean fingers.
His hands are filthy. Oh, there's a reason you have an infection in your eye. You haven't washed your hands in years. Quit digging around in there. There's people for this. Go to Dr. Schwartz.
He's digging down deep.
Touching your eye. I hate eye stuff.
No!
Wash your hands. Go wash your hands. Stop it.
You don't pinch your eye.
I can't do eye stuff.
Oh.
Is his contact dried to his eyeball?
I don't know.
He's trying to pull out. He just puts it.
Pull out his eyes out.
Stop it. What is.
Stop it, Bert. Turn it off.
It's only 24 more seconds.
Oh, it's 20. All right. I'll eat it. Oh, good Christ. Oh, he keeps pulling on his eye. There's something. Oh, something is so very wrong with this, and he's not going to live.
Make it end. How much longer, Brett? This is the longest 24 seconds ever.
Oh, get a finish to it.
Oh, put in some Visine immediately.
Visine now? Visine now.
Anything to stop the redness.
So he just changed the oil on his car before he did this, too.
Take a drill to it.
All right.
Is his name Dennis?
We'll play a little capture the flag here.
Oh, I don't want to watch anymore. Give me a second. I have a horrible fear of paper cuts on the eye. And every time I see eye stuff, I start thinking about it, and I can't open my eyes.
I have a fear of greasy, dirty fingers in the eye.
Yeah, that too.
Oh.
This is easier. All right, this is playing capture the flag.
Oh, I saw this
guy walking through a field there, and there's a Palestinian flag out in the middle of the field. He's going to get it. Evidently, something's going to blow up here.
Yeah.
He's got the flag. Oh, it was. It was exactly that. He went out to kick the Palestinian flag
big
over.
Red burst. See
and
that?
There was a.
And we'll just end with a.
Blew him up.
We'll end with a cave diving video.
I know what this is. All right. Oh, my eyes are just on fire right now. I hate you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is it too far?
Is that a dude?
Wow.
Is that a dude? You think a woman could take it
elbow.
Up to the bicep? He's in a dude's butt up to the bicep.
You got biceps in there.
I was right. I know my
he's
body parts.
Be an amputee.
This is the worst physical therapy I've ever been through. You telling me it's diet, Doc? Really? Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
That guy's arm is all the way to the bicep. Is it a nub?
My biceps in there, baby.
There is no worse phrase than my biceps in there, baby. You have the word bicep in there and baby, and you make a sentence out of it. It's never going to be good.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. That's
yeah.
Right.
It's a biceps in there, baby. It's so much easier to watch that than the eyeball thing. Because I know that could happen to my eyeballs. Well, of course, if I went to Dennis's house, I might have a biceps in me, baby.
Go to the ugly sweater party or something. That could happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you wander off, you get confused and end up down by KDKB, and the next thing you know, you got a bicep in your butt.
Is that what I'm going to take you to the bicep.
I don't think anyone's ever said that either, but if they did, you have got problems. We're taking it to the biceps. Unless that's your personal trainer.
Yeah, baby.
You're in trouble. Yeah, maybe at the gym. Biceps, baby. But even then, the word baby and biceps, not good. Baby biceps, pretty awesome band name. Because I can picture the T-shirts, the little infant flexing. He's got guns. Elon Musk is so right. The simulation is broken and over. The fact that that eyeball video didn't come with like anything saying this is why he's doing it and why he didn't wash his hands. His hand, like you're right. I just got done. Got 30 weight all over these things. The best time I start digging around in my eyes. Dr. Jay Schwartz, teamidoc.com. Put your hands
a little more than Visine.
Put
man.
Your hands in the sink. Cool. Use some lava soap and keep them out of your eyes. Let Dr. Jay Schwartz fix that. If you ever pull on your eyeball and go, geez, there's something stuck. Stop doing everything you're doing. Call somebody and go to a doctor. I'm a natural. I'm a holistic. No, you're an idiot. Go to a doctor. Christ on a crutch. That was horrible. All right. We're all done. There's your Brady Report. It's 98KP. I'm taking a lap.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.